With PJ Fleck, it's like Christmas Day 31 or so, new presents under the tree. How do you like what you see?
Well, I love what we see. I really do. It's a lot of work put in by our recruiting staff, our player personnel staff, our coaches. There's just a lot of tireless work that goes into all this, and it really is like Christmas morning, because it's this morning by 9 a.m. you're all done, and now you got a bunch of new players, and now the process for 26 already starts with them. Got a lot of players coming early, a record number coming early, which is really big for us. But I thought we addressed a lot of issues that we needed to be able to address.
Yeah, and from that standpoint, from a need-based standpoint, did you have some idea of where you wanted to hit, and do you feel you got that accomplished?
Big, physical, fast. You know, I think that's where we wanted to go, with just depending on where that fits in different positions. But I also that we're really proud of, we're going to have nine guys, one multi-state champion, but nine guys that have won state championships or competing for the state championship that know how to win championships, and also multi-sport players who compete year-round in different sports. So that was really, really important to us as we continue to build this. It's all about fit and selection, as you know, not recruiting, especially in this portal NIL world and agents and all that other stuff. So these are a bunch of young men who really, really want to be Gophers and have seen the program for exactly what it is and fit, and then selected us.
From that standpoint, how hard or how much do you have to work on threading that needle of how many high schoolers do we want to take? The portal is coming up, and roster management from that standpoint.
I think it's really important. It's a balancing act. It's fluid. It's not 100%. You don't know who's really going to stay in the program, and we're working through contract negotiations with agents for all of our players on our team right now, all of them.
College coaches.
College coaches, yes, and GMs, Garrett Chernoff's doing an amazing job, along with our director of player personnel, Marcus Hendrickson, but that's what we're doing right now, along with bowl prep, along with signing day, along with practices and getting ready for recruiting to go out. So there's a lot going on, to say the least, because I love when people say, what do you do afterwards? Like, you have another job? No, this is what we do. It's like drinking out of a fire hose right now, but it's so many positive things going on.
Top three kids in the state of Minnesota are Golden Gophers.
That was the point when we got here. You know, again, it's not just right now, it's again and again and again. Not only that, the top kid in Wisconsin, the number three kid in Wisconsin, and the top kid in the state of Indiana. It's a lot of the cultural sustainability. This is what we said is coming to fruition, because, you know, a lot of these young people were at our little kids camp, you know, and they're 8, 9 years old, and now they're signees. That is why we decided to do the kids camp. How are you going to generate young Gophers to grow up Gophers and be fans of Gophers? You got to start early. Now, that's a heck of a risk, because you might not be here in 9 years, but now we are, and getting kids who are actually at our kids' camp, which is really exciting.
We mentioned those three top three kids in Minnesota, but I look at this class, I see several from Pennsylvania, a few from Arizona, California, two quarterbacks, Illinois, Georgia, your usual spots. This is a national class.
It really is, and I think one of the greatest accomplishments is Brady Palmer, the quarterback that's committed to us and just signed with us. California kid was committed to Cal. Cal made a change. A lot of Cal commits decommitted, looking for other homes. He was at the Wisconsin game in the snow globe, a California kid, and I FaceTimed him today. And he is palm trees, sunshine, beautiful high school campus, and he still came here. So you talk about recruiting. That was awesome. If you couldn't. It could have went one of two ways, Grimmy, and he signed.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what a day that was, by the way, getting Paul Bunyan's axe and that euphoric fourth quarter where it was pretty apparent that the Gophers were going to win the game and there were sing-alongs. Were you on the sideline thinking about singing along to Piano Man?
No, I didn't hear anything. Truly, because the only time I was okay is when we got our last first down, and now we were going to downtime.
Right.
And some people were like, why is he calling a timeout? One, I wanted to extend the feeling. Two, you can't take them with you. But three, we had to get everybody organized for victory because everybody was going nuts, and I had to make sure that we got that victory all set, and we only had to do it twice.
Yeah, and you got the axe here in Minneapolis again for another year. Well, big day today. I know you're excited, and it's really a culmination of, for some of these kids, like 3 or 4 years, right?
It really is. This has been a long recruiting process. I mean, Andrew Trout was committed about 2.5 years ago. It feels like I've known Andrew Trout, and he's been part of our program for years, which he really hasn't. He's been a recruit. Now it's finally nice to have Andrew Trout here. And, you know, when Andrew Trout graduates, I'm going to know that kid for almost a decade. That's pretty incredible when you kind of look at it. So really excited about the class. Can't wait to tell everybody about it.
All right, very good. Thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you, Grimmy. Heck of a year. We'll see you at our bold destination, wherever that happens to be. And row the boat, Sky ML, go Gophers. And thank you again to all of our fans out there to create the experience for the home field advantage for that 7-0. It means a lot to us.
Thank you. He is PJ Fleck.